Your thoughts on this process, and what can you folks do differently that hasn't already been done by the current school district?
Well, we believe that we're going to have an opportunity to come in and implement our proven model that is research-based and student-centered. We have a system that allows us to really evaluate students individually. We believe all students can learn, and we have developed systems that really look at each child as an individual. We create personal lesson plans for each individual. They have their own goals, and we measure and monitor their success throughout the course of the year. And we hold our staff accountable to results at that level.
Shindel, let's go through today. Are you folks looking at sort of wholesale replacement of staff people, or you take a more sort of measured approach as to who stays, who goes? That seems to be one of the big questions that's being circulated today.
The way this process is going to work is we will have this year to do a transition plan and deep assessment of the programs and the current staff in the schools. So we will have an opportunity to really evaluate every single individual, every single program, every single process, and we will make recommendations about where we go going forward based on that information. So it's hard to know right now the extent to which there'll be change, but I can assure you that there will be a rigorous process that we'll implement to determine the amount of changes that we believe is necessary.
Richard, and some people in the public who complain about a private operator, a for-profit operator, taking over a traditional public school. Dr. Mitt had mentioned earlier that we contract private operators all the time, law firms, you know, sometimes janitorial, et cetera. You know, should the public be concerned that a private for-profit company is, you know, maybe going to be more involved in the school than what some folks maybe traditionally be used to?
No, I don't think so. In fact, I would argue that the public should be happy about that. As Dr. Bennett did indicate, for-profit organizations are the backbone of America, and it created the greatest country in the history of the world was based on democracy and capitalism. That's not a bad thing. In fact, we believe that it is the ultimate form of accountability. We can only succeed if we deliver results. It's not like we're going to be paid some amount of money that's in addition to the funds that go to the school. Our fees are ultimately a function of the same pool of money that is currently going to the schools. So we must be efficient and effective, and we will have a performance contract. So if we don't get results, then we will not be successful. That's a good thing.
Speaking of success, I'll let you go here. What success have you folks had at other schools and other places?
We have a very high track record of success. We've been operational since 1997. We currently operate 31 charter schools in three states. We have 25,000 students in our network, and most of our schools are in a high-performing designation. We have no failing schools in our systems whatsoever, and many of our schools have achieved very high levels of recognition. As a system, we were accredited this year by Advanced Ed, the accreditation body that gave us the SACS accreditation. We are the only education management organization to ever be accredited as a system as a whole, and that was an attribute to our structured processes and track record of success.
And what do you say to those parents that may be a little nervous, particularly them, Adonin folks, about, you know, it just seems like every day we've got a new principal, a new superintendent, a new somebody taking over?
Yeah, well, change, people resist change. It's human nature. What I ask is for everyone to give this process a chance. I recognize it's going to create some turmoil and anxiety in the community. We are going to be actively engaged in working with everybody to have them have a stake at this, be involved in it, and buy into it. And again, I would just ask, this process is going to happen. So give us an opportunity to be successful through the process.
Rich, thank you very much.
Thank you.